Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to Super Chevy Brothers Podcast. We have survived the eclipse. We did not die. We are back. We did not melt away or disappear in the moon's shadow. Some people did, though, unfortunately.
You're crazy.
Some people did not survive the eclipse, literally, unfortunately.
What did they do?
They... Murder, suicides all around. Did you not hear about this? What do you mean?
No. They missed. Oh, my God.
But
I did hear a conspiracy theory.
Which one?
Yeah, I did hear about a lot of those. Sometimes I remember I'm not dumb enough to. Okay, that's not fair. Sometimes I remember I'm not. I'm fortunate enough to not fall for that stuff, so I forget it exists and that people actually care about it. It's kind of sad.
Well, like which conspiracy theories?
Marjorie Risa Taylor Greene says to me when I told
her funny.
What an amazing sight it was, and she goes, "Oh yeah, we saw it." But you know that wasn't the moon. And I'm like, what wasn't the moon? The moon was on the other side. The other side of what?
On the other side of what?
He goes, if you look closely, look at the videos, the moon is over to the left. I'm like, I'm done. But then it got even better. She says, and you know, they took out O.J. Simpson. I'm like, oh my God, he's 76 years old.
He had cancer.
Well, okay, hold on. The important part is, why did they take him out?
Was he because he was about to buy CBS, right? Well, right.
She says, well, they've been after him all these years, so. And he's 76.
Been after him. They got him. He went to prison.
He was drafted in 76. He died at 76. His number, I said, was 32.
Fucking numerology.
But
man.
I said, hold on.
It was 32. But if you take 32, double it, factor down, you get 12. 32 times 2 plus 12 equals 76.
I failed to not see that. I get it.
You gotta follow the numbers.
I feel like I need to kill myself now. I don't know how else to explain it.
Oh my God.
Well, speaking of that, you heard about, I guess the biggest one was the lady. I guess she's a TikToker or something. She had like a $250,000 followers.
And she
threw her babies out the car and stabbed her husband and then took herself out.
No.
Yep. Yeah, she had to do it in time for the eclipse or else they would have died. I don't know. It was just horrible.
Yeah, I think it's because they would have died. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
She just took them out so they wouldn't die. You know?
Well, one of them survived, so.
Oh, that's good.
No, it's not.
Why isn't it?
No, it's not good.
I mean, I'd rather be alive than dead.
Okay, when you think about like it's better to be alive than dead. Yes. But then when you think about who would have been better off surviving if like one of them has to survive. Well, like when you look at the kids and the boyfriend, of course it's got to be the kids, right? One of the kids. But then if you prefer the baby survive because maybe they wouldn't remember it, but it wasn't the baby, it was the like 4-year-old, so
yeah, they're going to be
that's terrible.
They'll be a Dexter they grow up. Yeah,
they gotta be messed up. Yeah,
right. Oh my god,
because they kind
of that's terrible.
They're gonna blame themselves.
Oh my god,
they're gonna blame themselves. They're gonna go into the war unless they get a loving family to take care of them.
No, even Dexter had a loving family, and he was a social.
Oh,
okay, hold on.
Crazy.
I wouldn't say he was literally stupid. Raised to be a killer. I know that.
Well,
hold
his
on.
Dad was a cop. You're right. Never mind.
Yeah. So
when your dad's a cop, you don't really have an option. You know, it's kind of just going to be built in.
Oh gosh. Well, that's a good start to the show.
Yeah, I don't know why the hell you started it with that. That was insane.
No, yeah, the eclipse was amazing. So
my God,
I'm telling you, you better plan for in 20 years to figure out wherever the heck that thing is gonna be, so you can be under it and you see it. It is the coolest thing I've ever seen in my life.
My life.
I bet.
People were there were liquids coming out of people's faces.
Definitely out of mine.
You got to do it where NASA did a pretty good job. I have to say they did a pretty good job at this thing, because whoever they had as a sound guy, he was messing up the whole day.
Right.
But then when the eclipse came, he popped out some of that space music.
Yeah.
And it was just you couldn't even tell it was coming from a speaker. It's just like it was like being in a movie. It was good.
Good.
Coolest thing I've ever seen. Next time, you got to go and watch it. 2044, buddy.
I'm here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Who are you talking to like that? Oh, my God.
Your father.
Why are you talking to him like that?
He's talking to me.
Why are you talking to him like that?
During the show.
He do that. Okay. Hey, all right.
Okay, so anyway, it was the most amazing thing I've seen in all my life.
Oh my God, I feel terrible now. Jesus.
I was scared to take my glasses off. They told us for those 4 minutes we could take our glasses off. And I'm like, ooh, I've enjoyed seeing things for many years. I really don't want to lose my sight at this point. But when we took them off, it was just like that music, Tavari, you said it. It really just, the tears just rolled down my face uncontrollably. It was really amazing. I don't even know the best words to describe it. It just made you know that life is amazing, you know?
After seeing it, you say to yourself, I could die a little happier now that I've seen something I didn't know I needed to see.
No, I'm not dying happy.
Are you saying you'd be happier dying without having seen it?
Well, I wouldn't know any different. But it was so great to have people around. I don't like people around. I don't like crowds. I don't like a lot of people. But I was so happy that those people were around. Everybody said, at the same time. It was almost like a group chant. It was just amazing. It just made your heart sing, you know?
It was a cool thing.
Yeah.
20 years, Biko. Just plan for it. It's coming back somewhere. I think it's only going to be in, like,
North America. Yeah.
Corner.
In 20.
No, it's coming back
to
the U.S.
But
there's
going to be some.
Actually, no, that's not true. It's going to be.
There's going to be one in a couple of years.
Yeah, but in the U.S., the next one's 2044 and 2045. They're like 6 months apart.
Right.
It's kind of weird. They're like right next to each other.
But in between, you can travel. Lots of people travel here to see it.
Yeah, but then they're going to be playing like Spanish music, or like they're gonna
who
be saying
cares?
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta be around my peeps.
Oh my god. I will say this. One of the most miraculous things about it is that the skies were cloudy until the time arrived. And we were actually
true.
Able to see the clouds move away and just perfectly see the eclipse. So I was very grateful for that. All right, but this is not the eclipse show, sir. Let's move on.
It's whatever we say it is, okay? Well, guess we've been gone for a while. There's the eclipse. I think Easter happened. There were birthdays. I need to cut the grass. I haven't done that yet.
And allergies.
Allergies, you know. but we're back, and this is the show. And as new tradition, we always start with a review from Mom. Mm. Do you have a review for us?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Movie fans. Now, we have been away for a while, so I have a double feature for you. So I was able to actually watch two movies. Of course, there are more, but two blockbusters, in the theater movies and two streaming thingies. They're not movies. Seasons, episodes, whatever. Theories. There we go. So we're going to start out with the movies. The most recent movie, which is being released tonight, but actually last night, Civil War. So,
oh, God.
Yes. I won't give away everything because I know everyone hasn't seen it, but it stars Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, Kaylee Spaney, Jesse Plemons has a role, Nick Offerman, and Stephen McKinley. There's more people, but those are the main stars. And it's a dystopian film, you know, based on some imagined type of world. But if you know the premise, it's basically that our politics have gotten out of control. Sound familiar? Well, to the point that people are very violent. There's not a lot of compassion going on in the world. There's a us versus them, the other people, that type of mentality. And I have to tell you, it was a very sobering movie. So, Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura, Kaylee Spaney, they're journalists. You'll love this video. So they're traveling around the country, capturing what's happening as everything is going straight to hell. And Kirsten and Wagner, who play Jill, I think, and Joel, they are like old-time journalists that always travel together. He does the story, she does the photos. She's a photojournalist, very famous. And they run into the young kid, Kaylee, right? So ends up, they're on a journey. They're on a mission. And Kaylee makes her way to go with them as well. And this journey, I won't get into it, but it was quite a trip. And
it's
just be prepared.
Movie.
It's a what?
It's a road trip movie.
Yeah. Be prepared to be sad, to be scared, to be shocked. Because it was all of the above. And you're going to feel some way because the story that they're telling is one thing, but actually there's an even more terrifying story as well. So I recommend it. I would give it 4 full boxes of popcorn. Excellent acting, Kirsten Dunst, and Wagner Moura blew up the screen. He was just amazing. Jesse Plemons, I don't know if you remember him. He always has these really strange roles, but he's actually Kirsten Dunst's real life husband. And the actor who was supposed to play the part was not available for some reason. And she encouraged the director to call her husband because he's just watching the kids. And he, as always, performed excellently. So I totally advise this movie. 4 giant tubs of popcorn, 6 big sips until it's gone from the sodas. Very emotional. All right. So that's a great movie for you. Rotten Tomatoes, I haven't looked to see what they gave it, but they had to give it 100% because it is really... What did they give it?
Why didn't you look? Why you say like they had to give it?
They had to because it was just awesome. It really was.
What made it good?
It's
got an 84.
You know, 84, some of these,
that's not bad.
That's not good. That's but good. Some of these dystopian movies, it's like, okay. This one could happen. It's not so far out of reach. And it's kind of scary. It's frightening. So I recommend it. Watch it. All right. We're going to go to movie number 2.
Oh, man. I thought we talked about it. Okay.
Did we not talk about it enough?
No. Okay. Go ahead. You got it.
Movie number two. What was the name of it? Hold on.
Okay. See, this is...
Godzilla times Kong. The New Empire.
Not times Kong.
What is it? It's an X in between there.
I think you would just say Godzilla, Kong.
No. It wouldn't have an X in there. The X is multiplication.
I think the X is just like a visual symbol to mean and. Just like if they put...
No, they need to turn it around if it's going to be a plus.
Well, no.
It is an X.
Yeah, what's the difference? There's not any when you're talking about words. It's not Godzilla by Kong.
It's not by. It's times.
What does that mean?
It's not times.
It means if you multiply one Godzilla times one Kong, you're gonna get a new freaking empire.
Okay. So when you see a title that has a word at the top, a line under that, and then a word at the bottom, how do you read that?
The numerator and the denominator.
So how would you read if it was Godzilla, line under Godzilla, Kong, how would you read that?
Well, that's different. That would be Kong under Godzilla.
What?
What? Like Taker on top and under Taker. Okay.
Yeah,
so let me review my book. Mm-hmm. So these ancient titans, Godzilla and Kong, are clashing in epic battles. But I love the story that they're telling about Kong. I love Kong. He's a big old stinky thing, and he just eats stuff and pulls it apart, chews up guts and stuff. And, you know, it's like a stinky old friend you have around or an old stinky uncle or something, you know, a stinky brother.
Why you gotta be stinky?
He is. He scratches his butt and he's got, like, you know, Kong hairs and flies. Yeah. So he's a lot of fun to watch. But Kong don't play. Kong is strong. Kong got the teeth. Kong is, he's buff. He works out. He's swinging around, jumping, doing stuff. So he is definitely in shape. Well, they have a little story for him because he's alone. Remember, they sent him to the underworld so that, you know, he could swing around, have fun, all that. And he doesn't have any more like him. Well, yes, he does. So it's going to be really exciting to see that part. On the other hand, Godzilla, he's gotten to be this, how do I say, egotistical keeper of the world.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Everybody's old Godzilla, and it's like, he knows it. And so when something happens, some other monster comes out somewhere, he's like, hey, monster, I'm the big dude around here. Goes, whips ass, tears up the whole place. All the seven wonders of the world. I think he knocked out about six of them, kicking butt. True. And then he go lay down, take a nap. And then he sensed something really bad was happening. So he starts gaining all the nuclear strength in the world. Didn't care what it went to or what power plants it was. I mean, this man. I'm sorry. This Godzilla went from Godzilla, the black Godzilla, to freaking pink. I mean, he was so loaded with stuff. He could just nuclearize the world.
When we were watching that movie, Kalanika was like, how many people are dying right now?
I'm telling you, he's saving people, but he killed more people that would have died, right?
No, that's not true. I don't know. I don't think he killed billions of people.
Well, he's killing monsters, and then whole buildings and complexes fall down, and people are like,
okay, but are you dead? Are you dead?
I wasn't in the movie. I was in a movie theater.
Oh, okay, my bad. I got confused.
I felt like I was because I had those 3D glasses on. Yeah.
Oh, you watch it in 3D. Okay.
Without a doubt. So I had Kong's old stinky legs coming at me and his teeth and everything. It was great. It was really great. I tell you what, I must have laughed and cried and howled and had the best time in that movie. So I definitely recommend. I don't want to give away everything because there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of ancient stuff. This is a continuation of the prior Godzilla Kong movie. So it's really nice to see some kind of sequel going on there. And the little girl in the last movie is in this movie and her ancient tribe and all that stuff is going on. So it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of characters in there. There's a Kong caretaker. He, you know, is a dentist. He does all kinds of things with animals. So what do you call those people?
A not veterinarian. Doctor.
Veterinarian. That's what he is. So yeah. He's like a giant Kong veterinarian thing. And it's just amazing. It's fun.
He's really a zoologist, but yeah.
Okay, that's who he is. So it's fun. It's funny. Oh, who's the other guy that does the podcast?
The guy from Atlanta. That's his name.
Yeah, the guy from Atlanta is in there. He's hilarious. He just tickles me. So it was really fun. It was thrilling. It was just a movie. When you have a rough day, a rough week, go see it. You'll have a ball. And I give it a full tub of popcorn and three big slurps from a soda. All right. We're done with the double feature. Let's go quickly to our streaming. So we left off. Right. What?
We talked about this. Go ahead. Go.
You said do the features first. Okay, shall we talk about streaming later?
Yeah, we can do that later. Because this, I think we're like 30 minutes in and we didn't talk about two movies.
We talked suicides. About the Eclipse for 20 minutes.
No, we did. Oh, the suicides. Hold on. I know I brought up the suicides, but I thought there was going to be other sides to it. But clearly, we're just doing a 45-minute mom streaming thing. We'll talk about the streaming stuff later, okay?
All right, stay tuned for the streaming.
I got to remind you, we got to have meetings before these shows, okay?
We have. That's so fun. We have Shogun and Fallout coming up. I know you want to hear about that because it is game related. And thank you.
You said game related.
All right, thank you. Hey, Mom, I'm going to assign you a movie, okay, for next week. Is that okay?
You can.
Does that mean you're not going to do it? You might do it.
It depends. You're going to give me your movie credits? Or I mean, because if I'm paying for the movie, I'm going to watch it.
No. You can watch on Hulu or something.
Okay.
It's called Triangle of Sadness.
Depressing. Watch that.
Probably. I'm going to watch it, too. Okay, well, that's enough of movies for now.
For now.
All right. Let's talk about a few things we may have missed out on over the, the time we've been gone. Okay? It's news, kind of. Some of it's old. Some of it's olds. Now, the first thing I want to hear about, and I think it's the only thing anyone needs to hear about at the moment.
Fallout.
No.
No.
Oh. You ruined my segue.
Sorry.
Pico, tell us about your experience playing that hot new game that you said looked like trash when they showed the trailer for it, Stellar Blade. We had a Stellar Blade demo come out a week ago.
Yeah.
Pico played. So what did Stellar Blade?
Yeah. So the Stellar Blade demo came out. And I was thoroughly surprised. I was surprised. I don't think the trailers and stuff do this game any justice. Especially because it's mostly the cutscene shit. But yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good game. I would say it's a mix between like Devil May Cry and Dark Souls. As far as like game mechanics go and like, you know, kind of the, you know, level structure and stuff like that. It's an action adventure game with a little bit of RPG elements. It's just like a skill tree, but it kind of, think of like Final Fantasy 16, right? Like not really an RPG, but, you know, RPG elements. But yeah, no, it's really good. It gets, takes you to the first couple levels of the game. It's you can finish it in like maybe less than an hour. If you're not really like trying to look for anything, your progress carries over to the full game. But yeah, it's
an open world
game,
except, I mean,
the story. No, it's not open world. It's like level based. So it's level based. You go to a different level every time to like, you know, you go through, fight the boss, continue, right? It's all through levels. So you get the little intro thing where there's a lot of running and nothing tutorial stuff. Then afterwards, they kind of let you loose and, you know, you get to unlock combos. Everybody has a stagger meter. There's parries. The lock-on system is exactly like a Souls-ish game would be like. But the combos are more akin to something like Bayonetta or Devil May Cry. It's really cool. I had a lot of fun with it. I went into it expecting to, like, start making fun of it. It was pretty good. My critique about it, though, is that, like, aesthetically, it is kind of, like, dry. I'm not into the whole stupid culture war thing people are doing on Twitter where it's like, why is the woman sexy? I don't care about that. It just looks boring, a lot of it. Like, the characters' faces are very generic. I honestly, if you ask me the name of any of the characters, gun to my head, you'd have to blow my brains out because I don't remember the characters' names. The setup for the story itself is also dry and lacks explanation because you are like technically an android of some sort. Yeah. So the game starts out, you're getting airdropped straight up, like, you know, straight up like it's Helldivers. Like you come in. So whoa, I can't hear myself. I don't like that.
Anyway,
So you come through like that, you know, but all your other fellow androids died. They all, you know, get blown up by all the different, like, it's like these organic looking robots that you fight. A lot of the enemies are not like people. A lot of them are.
Hold on, give me a second. Mom, I was trying to show you the video, but you got to mute it because You can watch
I'm
videos.
So sorry. How do I turn it off? Okay.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Vigo.
But no, yeah, so that's the setup, but then you go into this boss fight that's an impossible boss fight, basically. And the woman that you came into the situation, because when you airdrop, only one other like android really survives, right? You can kind of see all the other ones dead. Like,
are they androids or cyborgs?
They're cyborgs. They're cyborgs, not androids. They're cyborgs. Yeah. So after, you know, you see all your people dead, you guys run into a boss. Said boss is an impossible boss, so you can't really do anything about it. Your comrade gets brutally slaughtered in front of you, and then there's a time skip. There's like a short time skip, and they kind of explain it like later, but it's kind of weird. They kind of just get you into the next level, and then they slowly explain what happened in between levels. But yeah, there's like a small time skip where she's trying to, like, you know, basically
avenge her commander.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. Like, straight up, like, Helldivers. Like, they just die. They, like, they dive bomb in. Yeah. So like I said, my only real critiques are the graphics themselves are very nice. Like, it's good quality, right? Like, the details look really good. It's just the art style itself is kind of the enemy design is cool. The main character design is all right. A lot of the environments look a little bland. Only from the demo though, so I'm gonna judge the whole game based on that.
Is it bland in design? Yeah. To me, it just looks like undersaturated.
It's undersaturated. I feel like as far as design goes, it's not that bad. I'd compare it to something like Nier Automata, where it looks kind of washed out, but it's, you know, there's enough stuff to do. It's not just like, you know, like super bland. Like, there's places to explore. There's chests to find with different items in them. There's a few different puzzles you can solve around the place if you like find different passcodes and can, you know, can go through different gates. It's pretty like linear. But there's different ways you can branch off. Like I said, kind of like a Devil May Cry or a Bayonetta kind of thing. The bosses are not, from what I went through, it's not too hard. But the cool thing is when you finish the demo, they give you like a boss challenge. So the thing about the boss challenge is like they change your outfit. You get a lot of skills unlocked from the full game. So you get to like play with a lot of the abilities. And it's a really cool boss fight because it's kind of just, you know, getting to kind of experiment with all that stuff. So
are you watching
jumping specials, a lot of like stuff where you can like teleport like past the enemy?
No, I'm not watching.
But all I would say as far as like combat, it has Mikiri counters like Sekiro. It has the posture bar like Sekiro. So if you like games like that, I feel like this game is going to be good. Like, it's going to be a fun game. It's not multiplayer. It's fully single player. It's got the quick time event thing, or the thing where, you know, press R2 to open door during a cutscene or whatever.
Are you seeing that, Mom? And put it on so you could see, so you could get context here.
But please, I don't want to drown out. I'm looking at it somewhere else.
Oh, I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
So that's the command. Yeah, like the lady we were looking at, that's the commander lady, right? Right. So she pulls you out that thing, you know, you're all jiggly or whatever. And that's the thing about that. That stuff doesn't even like that's like not even really played up on as much after like this intro part. I'm sure it is like later in the game, but kind of when you're playing, it's not really that bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the extra outfit they give you is cool. All the abilities that you play around with are cool. It almost looks like some bosses are just going to be real easy to cheese just because you have so many abilities. Like, you have a lot of shit you can mess with. But yeah, I'm looking forward to buying this. I'm not sure if I'll pay a full 70 for it. Maybe if I'm just happen to get paid, I might do that or something like that. But I don't know. I'd say if you're somebody who's just looking for a good like action adventure game, we haven't gotten one in a long time since like, you know, something like a Souls game or something like an action game. I think that this is be right up your alley. I think it's going to be a good one. I think reviews should be coming out soon. The game comes out this month, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's out pretty soon.
But yeah, looking forward to this one.
Yeah, sounds like you like that.
Yeah, it's good. The thing is that I'm playing like five other games. I'll talk about Dragon's Dogma later. But yeah, I just feel like this is something that I'll play later. I don't know when later will be, but I'll play it later. Yeah, all the ladies get murdered by the things that look like they're from Mass Effect. Yeah, that part. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
I didn't play it. I'll just wait till I maybe get it one day and play. I got too many things to play already.
There's a lot of games out, man. It's way too many games out. I'm keeping Mortal Kombat alive by myself. Like it's incredible, you know.
Maybe. Okay. Well, thanks for your insight on that. Mom.
No problem.
Mom. I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the game you played.
Oh.
Yes, I did.
She didn't even remember. See, she forgot.
I did. I was waiting. And then, you know, I forgot. Yes, I played a game. What's the name of it?
No, she didn't.
Buck Wild.
No.
Buckshot Roulette?
Yes, that's it. Buckshot Roulette. So
did that scare the hell out of you?
It did. Okay, the first time, Trevorrow walked me through it. And
I didn't walk you through it. I set it up for you.
Well, you told me what I needed to. Yeah,
I told you to push. Yeah. I told you how to
push. You told me what to push. I didn't tell you what to push. Choices. You did. You told me how to choose things, how to put things on the table, how to do that. That's walking through. Explaining. I didn't say you played the game for me. You just showed me how to get two things. And it was really easy to play if I can play it by myself. After he left, I still played the game. And then a couple of days later, I played it again. And then another day or two later, I played it again. But it's interesting how it can be kind of scary, you know? And it's not the
guy. You ever
heard
of scary games?
It's scary because, I mean, the guy's face is scary a little bit.
It's
but
atmospherically scary. It's like
atmospheric. It's just the notion of you shooting yourself. It's kind of, ooh. And then you take the chance, you know? You have to really calculate, how is this going to go? I mean.
Okay. This is your first review, Mom. So tell us, how does this game work?
Okay, so you walk into this place. Even when you walk in, there's a choice. You can take some pills or you can do some. But Tavari told me put the pills down. I was going to go for them. And I walk through and I sit down at the table with the dealer. That's his name, right? The dealer?
Yeah, the dealer.
Okay. And the dealer's like in the shadows, and then he comes out of the shadows, and he looks like Pumpkinhead or some kind of Halloween killer thing, right? And
this is a first-person game,
yes, first-person game. So the shotgun is on the table, and they open up a little compartment that shows you how many lives you have. Oh, it's on the table, but they open up the compartment to show you how many bullets. Or shells you have for the shotgun, right? So it could be two, a 50-50 split. It could be three. It could be five. It could be eight. And he loads the shotgun, the dealer, and then he puts the gun on the table. So you as the player have the choice. If I'm going to shoot myself or the dealer, you know, because you don't know which shells are loaded. Well, if you choose to shoot yourself and it's a blank, you get a second turn. And that with that turn, inevitably, you should probably shoot the other guy, right? But if you shoot yourself, you know, done deal, right? And guess what?
I assume.
Every time I played, I mean, I got really close on the last one. I have to admit. I blew myself away a couple of times, but he got me good. He sawed off that shotgun, got two lives out, killed me double. But I survived, and I blew him away. So I have won every single time I've played. And that's the only reason why I keep playing.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know the first time we played together... You got him. You beat it the first time, really.
Exactly.
And then I know you played more after that.
I did.
Yeah, I'm glad you had fun with it. There was an update. What? They actually released on Steam now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's. I bought it. I haven't played it yet, but I did buy it on Steam.
I don't know what the update has. I think it has more stuff in it.
Oh, no.
Why? Oh, no.
Well, I tell you what. You have to pay attention. You have to know what the items will do for you. And you have to think strategically, right? So if you're not paying attention or you get distracted or the phone rings, that's how I got killed a couple of times, right? And I forgot how many blanks and live rounds were in there. So make sure that you keep track of that and pay attention while you're playing the game.
Yeah. I'm reading the reviews.
I would hope so.
I'm reading the reviews here. It's handcuffed the dealer, smoked 3 cigarettes, chugged a beer, and then blew my head off. 10 out of 10. Dealer handcuffed me, shot himself in the head twice. 10 out of 10. Not good reviews. Drink beer, drink beer, drink beer. Shoot yourself. Die. Yeah.
It's great.
There's a lot of beer in the game.
And cigarettes. I think you get another life back with a cigarette.
You get some health, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what's in the new... I don't know what's new in the thing. Because it did release on Steam with apparent updates or something. But I'm not sure if it's different from the one I... Because the one I got you was the original one from... itch.io.
They updated that one too. From I think the developer said that one it should be the same version. It's just now available on
Steam. Well, I got it. It was like 3 weeks ago, so before the Steam update.
No, that yeah. So you probably have to. You could probably just go re-download it. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I'm gonna do that. It's fun.
Yeah. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm glad I played a game.
Apparently, there are more endings now. There are new items.
Mm.
And there's more to do in the game. And there's a double or nothing option.
Well, you walk away with a case full of money.
Double or nothing. You double that money. All right. Well, I'll update it when I come by to the computer next time.
Thank you.
Yeah. And then you can review it another game after that. So good job. Mm-hmm. All right. I want one of these every week. A little faster, a little more concise, but that was good. I'm glad you enjoyed the game.
I did.
All right. Good. Well, promised before, we'll give it to you. We do have news.
Round one. Fight.
Yes. Oh my God, there's news. Mortal Kombat. Beagle talked about that jokingly. Well, there's a new character who's an old character who's a fan favorite coming to Mortal Kombat, as well as a character who is not a fan favorite and probably no one cares about coming to Mortal Kombat. We have Ermac. He will be out. Did they give a release date for him?
April 23rd. Early access on the 16th, but full release on the 23rd.
Okay, so Ermac, yeah, so Mom, Ermac, you can see the trailer here if you...
Ermac is lovely. I love Ermac. I'm so glad he's back. We have not seen Ermac since MKX.
Yeah, Ermac is a fan favorite.
Very excited. Yes, I love Ermac. Shavar hates him because I play him in every game. I love Ermac.
Yeah, he's kind of a cheap, glad he's cheapo. Back. Like a character that can grab you without touching you, and he's kind of cheapo. He's cool character.
You sound kinda salty, cheapo. Salty, my guy.
I'm not salty. I'm just saying he's a little cheapo. But yeah, he's coming as well as Movado, the rope dealing criminal man. But he looks cool, and
he's the leader of the Red Dragon, which technically existed before the Black Dragon, so he beefs with Kano, so they hate each other. But
both who are not in this game.
Huh? Yeah, but no, not in this game. No, so I think since the last time we talked, didn't... No, yeah, Janet came to the game since the last time we talked.
Janet also came to the game. That's correct.
Yes. Janet Cage. She is by far one of the most powerful cameos, but she's also really hard to use. I've been practicing with her. I'm still really sticking to Chameleon, but Janet's really cool. But Ermac, Ermac's gonna be great. It's gonna be awesome. I'm glad he's coming. The trailer looked great. He seems to have a lot of stuff similar to what he had in MKX. A lot of, like, you know, the air cancels, air combo stuff. A lot of the flying BS he had. A lot of the teleportation grab. I mean, the telekinesis grabs. Except it's done with souls this time because he's actually, you know, doing the whole, you know, made of souls thing this time. But there's a few other things. There's several system changes and additions people are spotting in the trailer. So one of the things people see is that I think there's like a push block that Movado does that people are suspecting that a lot of cameos will get access to this. Also, most of Movado's moves were ambush moves.
Is this at 1.5 speed? Oh my God, this feels fast. Is it? Boy, this game looked fast. Did they speed the game
up? It's fast. No, well, Mortal Kombat's always been like that. It's always been, to me at least, it's always been way faster watching it than what it feels like playing it. But anyway.
Well, to me, it's not. So to me, when I watch people play, it's not that fast. This looks fast as hot dogs.
Well, your video might actually look too fast. So the cool thing about the stuff that people notice... There's a push blocking. It seems to be that Movado has a lot of ambush stuff. So people don't know, ambush cameos, you can pull them out anytime. You don't need to like do the little stance thing first. So people are kind of expecting that they're going to do that, you know, as like a, you know, system-wide change to all cameos, kind of change a lot of moves to ambushes. There was also Reptile got a new move. And community manager, one. I think Stephanie Brownbeck, she... posted that like emojis basically teasing that Scorpion, Rain, and Reptile are all getting stuff this next patch. So a lot's coming with Ermac, which is great. I'm excited about that. So especially as a Scorpion player right before a tournament, I'm going to be learning Ermac, but also I want Scorpion to get stuff. So yeah, it looks really good. I think Mortal Kombat's doing the best with DLC rollouts out of any other fighting game right now. I don't know how that can be refuted. Like they've been really consistent with it. There's a release at least every month, except for literally just over the holiday that one time. But yeah, it looks to be like this is going to be a really big update. And they're going to probably add a few different defensive options and stuff like that. So I'm excited for this one. It should be really... good. Every time they've added a character, it's been great. A lot of them fit really well into the meta and stuff too, and it's also really fun to run into DLC characters online that people paid money for and they suck with. So I'm excited for Ermac to come in and do the same thing. He looks terrifying and I'm gonna hate fighting him, but yeah.
Also, now that everyone hates Tekken again, it seems like people aren't complaining so much about World Combat, so that's great.
No, I actually saw people being like, wow, that looks kind of cool. And I'm like, please don't touch my game. All you people do is complain. that's one thing I have to say about the fighting games recently. God, there's been so much bitching, and it's been really annoying. I really enjoy every game out right now, honestly. Street Fighter, Granblue, Mortal Kombat. Play Mortal Kombat the most. Every community sucks right now, because all they're doing is complaining about, you know, why isn't this game about
prices
exactly the way I
because
want it to
they
be.
Sell skins?
They're complaining
and all
about they complain about microtransactions that are not vital to the game, and also a pricing model that has existed since like the Xbox 360 era. Get over it. So yeah, they added Tekken Shop, for instance, right? Since our last podcast, they added Tekken Shop to the game, which is their microtransactions / season pass system, right? Yeah, a lot of people decided that the game sucks after that. After that came into the game, people decided, nope, I don't want to do it anymore. So I don't understand the reason behind that. I really don't get what people are mad about.
I mean I kind of get it because people I understand. I don't agree with a lot of it. I think a lot of it is people want stuff but they don't want to pay for it. And they want stuff to be free. And I get that cuz I think some stuff should be free, especially with
I think so too. Yeah.
The how these games survive, right? But then you have to think about how the games really survive, they need the money. They put out, when they, like, when a game like this releases a character, an entire character, that is like, it's more than just like a map or a sword, or, you know, that's a, it's a big thing to put out the character in a game. And, you know, those cost money, and then they need more money around those things. Cause you, I'm telling you right now, they don't want to put out a Tekken 9 for another like 10 years. Okay, so, you know, I get the monetization and stuff, but I do get why people get upset. My thing is, when I look at the Tekken store, a lot of stuff in this trash. And I'm going to buy a season pass. Yeah. I don't want to unlock trash. Yeah. I want to unlock cool stuff. So I get that end of the argument, because a lot of the stuff in there is just like stuff from the last game that's not in this game, or it's like stuff for a mode that maybe you don't even play. And I, you know,
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, I can agree with that part. I can agree with that part. Right. The actual, here's the thing. I have been turned off by season passes forever. Right. I've never bought one. Never actually bought a season pass for anything. Right. So like, I forget that that is a thing for a lot of people. Like, people do spend money on season passes. A lot of people spend a lot of money on Fortnite specifically. That game has a lot of people who spend a lot of money on that game regularly, right? And a lot of the time it's because it's more worth it to them, right? Like, they get a lot of stuff they feel like they want out of that game, all the collabs or whatever, right? I feel like that's the thing, is that there's nothing that players of these games are getting out of these season passes. It's avatar costumes and shit. And that's the thing, is that not even the casual player wants that. I don't think anybody actually wants a lot of the things that they're offered in the Tekken shop specifically, and on Street Fighter's pass too, right? Like, I get why people are mad about some of these things. I get it. My thing is that the core games themselves are good. Like, these are some of the best fighting games we've gotten in a minute. Yeah, you have the old bastards being like, there's too many offensive mechanics, blah, 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 blah. That's what I'm talking about. The game's got, you know, they have quality. These games are being updated regularly. I think that this is the best Mortal Kombat specifically has played in ages. Even though I like all the Mortal Kombat games, I think this game is incredible. But every time you go online, it's just somebody bitching about something. It's just somebody talking about, oh, well, you know, I don't like the monetization. And it took too long for a character to come out that one time. And, you know, people can't really tell you exactly why they don't like the game. It's frustrating. So here's the thing. Like, games are expensive. They need to make money. Like, I'm not saying it's great that they need to do it this way, but like, games are expensive. They're going to have microtransactions. Like, either I don't get the difference between just not buying it or buying what you want and then getting the hell out. Cause that's what I do. I got the Scorpion costume in MK. Honestly, I didn't have to buy that. I had coins left over, but like, you know, you just get the costumes you want. I mean, and get out. I think spend like $5-$10 on what you need.
Yeah. That's what I'm, if you don't like it, just don't buy it. I mean, I'm not going to get the season pass for Tekken because I don't see anything in there. What's the pass cost? $10 or something for 3 months or something like that? What is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's something, okay. It's something stupid like
it's that. It's $10 for 3 months of being able to play and unlock stuff and unlock extra stuff. It's not stuff I want for the most part. I mean, there are a couple of costume things in there that look, oh, it'd be cool to have, but I don't really care. And so I'm just not going to get it. I just don't get the complaining part. I get the not buying it part, because I'm not buying it.
But it's crazy. It's insane.
Well,
it's,
I think a lot of people just don't. I think that this particular community is used to their games. To them, success in a fighting game is that a lot of people sign up and play it, and they keep playing it a long time. Because that's kind of Tekken's thing. They put out a Tekken, and Tekken lasts for a very long time. Like, there's not another Tekken or whatever. But
Tekken,
that's kind of like,
didn't come on the console until it was like the third or fourth version. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but the thing is, like, these games generally have been failures, but all the things we've updated with them, like the visuals, the mechanics, the number of people working, the voice acting, the different, I mean, the fact Tekken has like 20 languages or something in it and all this stuff, like, the games are more than they were before. of course they're gonna monetize it. If you don't like it, just don't buy the stuff to monetize
it.
It's just I don't get the. What's more interesting is all the game breaking bugs and glitches they put in the game.
Oh hell,
I think that's more worth talking about. But
that's worse, and I feel like people aren't talking about it, right? I'm gonna tell you my journey. No, they are. People are talking about it. That's false. Yeah, people are definitely talking about it. My journey with this was seeing people initially talk about the bugs that are present in the last patch. And then I realized that people kind of conflated it with all the Tekken Shop stuff. But anyway, with the last update, the Tekken Shop thing, in my opinion, was not anywhere nearly as bad as the changes they made to wall hazards, floor hazards, stage interactions in general. Tornado moves are bugged to shit. Some of them don't work. People who don't know, tornado move is like basically like the move that gets your opponent to bounce off the ground and juggle so you can keep your combo going. Usually also combo ender will help your people wall splat. Yeah, it's broken. It's broken. There's a really good video about it by FiDX. I think that's how you say his name, but he's a Tekken YouTuber and like, you know, competitor and stuff. But long story short, they made it so that it's almost impossible to break a lot of stage hazards. It's not that it's impossible, it's just that the requirements are really finicky and non-specific. Like it's not random, but it's more so like the conditions are not nearly as easy as they were before.
Yeah, they broke a few things in the game, but they hot patch some of it, and I'm sure they'll fix it. I think that's the least of the I think a lot of the problems with these. I mean, Street Fighter went through the same thing a few months ago, not with breaking the game, but the costumes. It's just if you don't like it, don't buy it. They will lower the price, like Mortal Kombat did when people didn't buy the costumes. They lowered the price of costumes, and now people buy costumes. Yep. So. If the thing is you want these things but you don't want to pay or you think it's too expensive, just don't buy it. And if enough people do that, you'll end up all not buying it, and they'll do something to try to make you buy it. That's kind of how it works. You know?
This whole thing is a
fight.
Whole thing's a what?
The whole thing is a tale. Sorry, I just wanted to say a whole thing's a tale as old as time, because. People used to complain about DLC characters in general. People thought that was like robbing the player. So that's fine now, but now optional bullshit you can buy for your avatar that doesn't actually do anything. Now that's the problem. Now that's, we got to do something about that. Like that's just insane to me.
Live service is the way of the future, man. No matter what anybody says, look at Helldivers.
I'm not getting into this.
I'm just telling you. It's the way of the world. All right, Mom, are you still awake?
Mm-hmm.
I should have to ask. Okay, thank you. Okay, well, your favorite game, Mom, Pal World, is getting a PvP arena, allowing you to fight your pal monsters against other people's pal monsters, and now they're even closer to getting sued even harder by Nintendo. I think they are playing with fire, because at the end of the day, a lot of these designs look very similar to Pokemon designs, and what the game was and what it's probably going to become. Yeah, you got Power World, run around, shoot animals with your gun, and then you're going to be able to battle, and then you're going to have stats and EVs and all this, and they're going to get in hot water, because you know Nintendo will put none of that.
So Nintendo's probably, like, Nintendo pretty much said that they're already, like, trying to start something with them. Mm. they have like said like we're looking at this game and we don't like it. They've like released a statement I think around when Pal World came out. I think that's the thing. If this game continues to add stuff, they're at least gonna get legal action. Do I think the legal action may go all the way through and they may like get sued and lose? No, but you know, no legal action is better than legal action. So
I don't think
they're playing. They are definitely playing with fire. I think that this is insane. But also, I like Pal World as well, so I can't really.
Here's the thing.
You know, I wouldn't try it.
They're playing with fire, but I don't think Nintendo's going to sue because they actually have money now, and Nintendo never sues anyone with money. They always sue like little kids or like a bunch of like developers in a closet or some baloney like that. People who don't have
salary for the rest of his life.
Right. People who have no money and are invested into their company in doing something or whatever. That's who they sue. And mom, are you still on the stream thing or something? Or it's kind of somebody's echoing you.
No.
Who's echoing? Who's doing it? All right. Yeah, you know who you are. Whoever was doing it knows who they are because they stopped. Okay. Anyway, they're not going to sue because they're actually going to have to take it all the way. And Nintendo they don't want to do that because they could lose. This is because in Japan, they'd win on everything. A, they got the money. B, Japanese copyright laws are stupid beyond, like, they're so stupid. But I don't know. Where would they sue these guys? They'd have to sue them wherever they're from. They might lose. They won't sue. They won't. I just don't think they will. They're bullies.
I can agree with that. I don't think they'll actually go through with it. Because like you said, they only sue small people and people they know they can crush like ants. So yeah, I'm not too worried about that. I'm just wondering how long until Power World just shuts down.
Why? Why would it shut down?
Because it's a very successful game. I'm not saying the game isn't seeing success. But this developer is not known for staying with games longer than like a couple of years. That's all I mean.
Have they made like millions of dollars in a week before?
No, but they've also literally said that they're seeing too much success and that it's hard for them to keep up with the demand. So that is part of it. Now, I'm curious. I'm not saying it's going to shut down soon. I'm curious to see how long it sticks around.
Mm-hmm.
But aren't they like Chinese or what country are they? Singapore? Or
something like that. Something like that.
Japanese. Oh, they might get destroyed. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Also, that sounds like a very Japanese thing to say. Like, oh, all this success is overwhelming. Can we do that? That don't mean nothing. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, it does. It really doesn't. Like that. Okay, whatever. Okay. Or millions of dollars you can't handle, like coming into work and fixing a bug. Get out of here. Okay. Well, we'll see.
And three times one.
What is it?
Three.
Three.
That's a magic number.
Okay. Sorting through 8 weeks old stuff here. Let's look at this one. So, Fallout, that thing Mom was talking about earlier, the game.
Yeah. Oh.
Because the show is out, there's a new update to the game. The game that this game is what, 10 years old now? Eight years old?
Yeah, damn near. No, next year it'll be 10, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, it's right? 9 years old.
No, I think it is 10.
Fallout 4 release.
Next 2015. Year it'll be 10 years old. Oh my year god, it'll be 10 years. Years old?
Next year it'll be 10 years Fallout.
I'm old as
and they've
dirt.
Got. They've got an update, and it's a new next-gen update. So we're taking technically, you know, if you ask me, these were like PlayStation 3 games. It felt like it. But we're taking, it kind of felt like it. These PlayStation 4 games, they're going to actually update them to run natively on PlayStation 5 and Xbox and everything. So it's not going to be a backwards compatible thing. It'll be 60 frames per second if you want. They're giving away free DLC. They're getting people hyped and into it because their new TV show is out and they know people are going to want a taste of Fallout the game after they watch Fallout the TV show. I think this is a cool.
All I have to say about this is can they make a Red Dead Redemption TV show so we can get a PS5 update for that? That would be fantastic. That would be awesome.
That'd be great, right?
Yeah.
Different company, but that'd be great. So I'm excited to. I played Fallout like a few times. I play on my computer. I always stop. I mod it too much, and I get bored with whatever's happening. And then mods get unruly. Yeah, it's too many. But it'll be fun to pick it up. PlayStation 4, play it again. Fallout 4. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I think a lot of people don't like it for the same reason that like. all of a sudden, after New Vegas came out, everyone hated 3 for in some reason, and then I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Fallout, I don't know. 3 is still my favorite.
3, here's the thing.
I'm kind of frustrated with Bethesda for this, because I have a theory that this was definitely not a theory. This is obvious. This is definitely held for the TV show. Like, they've had this update ready to go, because they announced this update like 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I'm pretty sure they updated.
Right, but then they also figured out they
damn near when the PlayStation 5 came out. Yeah, exactly. So they delayed it for the TV show, which is interesting.
It's opportunistic. Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, because A, at that time, what, the game was 8 years old? Okay, whatever. B, no one's missing out.
Closer to 7. Closer to 7.
All right, 7 years old. Wow. Okay. Look, B, Last of Us will take up that remake spot for them. They don't have to, like, worry about that. C, it's not a remake. It's just an update. People can live without it. Okay. And D, why wouldn't you put it out at the same time as the TV show, which is going to expand your brand, and the people who know your thing is going to be front page of Amazon for months? You know, like, they're fine. I think it's fine. I think it's okay. I'm excited to open it up again. I might do the PC. There's a lot of blackface. It's kind of upsetting. I'd probably play on PlayStation. But, yeah, I'm excited for the game. Mom?
Yes.
Did you watch the TV show?
I did.
Okay. How much did you watch? Like, all the episodes are out at once, so.
I don't know, but there's one. So I thought it was going to be like the short episodes.
No, they're like an hour long, especially the first one. Hour.
Yeah.
The first one, so I think, is longer than the other ones.
I only got halfway through that one, but man, it is action-packed. It's telling the story. It's got me hooked. I can't wait to get off this podcast so I can finish it.
Okay. I think I'm on episode 5.
Oh, I didn't know they had so many.
So I want to ask y'all. So, is it like morbidly funny, or is it like what's
there's
the
some
vibe?
More? Yeah. Okay. I think the comedy. It is okay. So before this came out, people were upset with the director, because he's like, I don't care if I appease the fans. You can't aim to do that. You have to just make your TV show the way you want to make it. And,
right.
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, okay. What do you mean, why I say that?
Okay.
Have you ever talked to an artsy person?
The Halo people said the same thing. Whoa.
Have you ever talked to a person that makes stuff, or they think that they don't care? They think, like, every time they talk, they just talk what flows out of their brain. I'm sure he meant it. But he probably shouldn't have said it, but he's an artsy person. You have to, like, no, come on. He's he's an artist. He's an artist, and that is how artists speak, okay?
Okay.
They're a little, you know,
well, now
tight.
We know how Shamar feels about artists.
But I mean, he's right. You can't make, there's no way you're going to make a show that makes everyone happy. You're going to get all these new people and all the old people to rejoice and say you love the thing. You're not going to do it by trying to do it. You're just going to make the show. Anyway.
Well, so far, I like it. So I'm going to keep
watching. I'd
say
the humor does match up with the game. I'd say almost everything matches up. The main character looks like, well, Mom, how would you? No.
I've watched you play the game.
Maybe. I guess you have. The music is great. It's all the music from Fallout 3 and 4.
Good music. Great.
The main character looks like somebody built a character in a character creator. Her eyes are too big. Her nose is too small. Her head is shaped weirdly. Perfect for the role.
Oh my god. That's a real person, bro.
But they cast perfectly, okay? They the they do not do lots of like video game nods. Like they talk about special, but they don't say what special is or explain it. Like it's, when the show opens, the whole first monologue is about special, and I think the characters are done real well, and I think it just matches the game pretty well. The one thing that it is missing for me, is when you play Fallout, part of why people like certain ones or prefer certain ones are you get these. The game is 50% about the location of wherever it's happening, especially after Fallout 3. Fallout 3 was in Washington, D.C., and you get to see all these. You get to see America, Washington, D.C., after the nuclear apocalypse. And you get to go to the museums and the monuments, and you see, like, the culture of these people who grew up out of the rubble surrounded by American flags and Abraham Lincolns and all these things, right? But then when you play New Vegas, which is in Las Vegas, California, you know, it's completely different types of people and the desert and all that. This one doesn't, the TV show, doesn't really lean onto the location of where they are.
That's interesting. That's a huge part of Fallout. So,
yeah, and it is, they do, like, you do figure out where they are and what's going on. But it does, they don't, like, it's not a character in the show. Like, the location's a character in the game. And it's kind of weird because you want more of that, but there's so much other stuff going on. I kind of understand, like, the way the show works is you've got really three main characters and how they're all entangled in this thing. I think so far I'm enjoying the show. I think it's good. I think you'll like it too. It's pretty spot on to Fallout.
That's good. That's good to hear. Okay, I'll give it a shot. And I saw it and it looks fun. Saw Walton Goggins and all that stuff. So yeah, it should be looks pretty interesting. Yeah. I just think the update, the hoarding the update is kind of some BS. But
no, it's fine. And it is in California, like the first one. So
oh, okay.
Fallout, yeah.
Well, that's good at least.
And they do have like old lore things, and the show is supposedly canon. So what happens in the show, or what you see happening or has happened in the show, did happen or is happening in the Fallout world, right? So, yeah, I like it. I don't know what other people think yet. I haven't really listened. We just started watching it 2 days ago or 3 days ago or whatever, but we'll probably finish it in the next 2 or 3 days, and I'll let you know how I feel about it next week. You should finish the first episode, Mom. I think you'll like.
I will.
When everything comes around.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Nice. Did you guys watch X-Men? Oh, never mind. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Mom, we canceled Disney at the most least opportune. At the most least, the least opportune time.
It was just the worst.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Is it Mandalorian X-Men. Time?
X-Men. It's X-Men time.
Oh.
X-Men time. It's been 26 years.
Oh.
I saw the first two episodes. So.
How did you do that?
Because we hadn't canceled it when the first two were out. But now I think three more have come out. And way it goes. Outside of that, not really too much like super exciting news. All right, I don't think.
Yeah,
so.
We have to. Anything? No, we need to save something for the next show. But I do want to say one thing about Shogun. I said I would keep up with.
Tell us about the Shogun.
All right, so I'm almost getting to the end. I got three more episodes. I finished episode 7 and it's getting really exciting because the big showdown is about to come. and loyalty.
Okay, Ms. Spoiler.
I'm not going to say anything. I won't spoil. But the last couple of episodes have literally been about loyalty. All right. So either you're in or you're out. And okay. When you're in, you're deep in. When you're out, you're an enemy, and it's war. Watch Shogun. I didn't think I would enjoy this. What?
I knew you. Finish. I knew. Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't think I would enjoy it because, oh my gosh, how many Shoguns have we seen? You know, over the years, they've had series, they've had movies, Shogun. Actually, this was so well done. And the videography, you know, so very well done. So I'm really enjoying it, even though there are subtitles.
I only knew what you were talking about because in my brain, I'm like, what does mom not like about TV? Okay.
Subtitles. Because you have to look at it the whole time.
The TV? Yeah, I would imagine.
Ooh, doggy. When
you have to look at it the entire time. You can't get up and walk
usually
away.
When you're watching TV, you're looking at the TV though, right?
Sometimes. I have to get up sometimes, walk away, get something, move around, and that's you can hear it.
That's why it's called on demand. You can pause it when it's not in demand.
And that's what I do. But it's really interesting and fun. So three more episodes. It's over. There won't be any season two. That's the end of it. It's a book. Finish it. Done. So I'm looking forward to the last three.
Okay. In the future, if we talk about TV shows, okay, we should have either all of us or two of us or something. Because this vagueness about a TV, why are we, you know, like, I feel like, what's the point talking about it if we're not going to talk about it? So, you know, next time there's a TV show in the ether, let's just grab it out. Just make sure you watch it and talk about it every week so we don't have to be so vague and we're not, you know.
Well, can we do that? Can we do that with Fallout? You're kind of ahead, but.
Well, we can. All the episodes have come out, but we can. I mean, we can start with episode one or two, whatever you. Okay, yeah. Next week. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay. Biko?
And you that'll give watch? You can ask questions about it so you can learn about the
game. Yeah, so I'd watch.
Okay. And that way nobody's getting spoiled.
True. And then by the end of that, we'll have like Last of Us out in a while and we have Halo. I haven't finished Halo yet.
Yeah. Halo. We have to watch that. Mika, are you watching Halo?
Nope.
They're watching Lost.
I might get into it soon. Yeah, I'm watching Lost, baby. Oh, that's cinema. That's TV right there. No, but in all seriousness, though, I will watch Fallout. And I will watch Halo. I just got my Paramount Plus recently, but I'm too stuck watching The Challenge. So I'll get around to it. It's still there.
Halo, okay. I like Halo's like chill, man. It's like the most... It's like, all right, I'll sit and watch some people talking about space. Okay.
Chill. Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
It is a very chill action show. I mean, there'd be some action, but you just chill and watch it.
Oh, yeah.
You just chill. And then you see Master Chief's face.
Chief.
And you're like, yeah, Chief. Like, oh, he's got a face. And emotions, something. All right. Well, thanks for listening to the show. Also, Neil deGrasse Tyson, worst person on this side of the Americas. Okay.
Worst person on the planet. He skipped out on our eclipse.
Someone should shave his head.
Who?
In his sleep.
Neil deGrasse.
He didn't come
because he wanted a better view of it. Like, he's so special, he's got to really actually see it. We saw it.
Yeah, no, he sucks. Yeah, that sucks. That sucks. I thought he was going to be there.
No, he showed up on the Jumbotron and was
on
like...
Jumbotron.
Oh, that's not the same thing.
He stayed for like 5 minutes and then was gone. Didn't even get to see him.
Yeah, he went to Vermont.
You know what Carl Sagan would have done? Carl Sagan, not only would he have been there, he would have sent poetry to the moon so that we could have read it when the eclipse went over. Carl Sagan would have talked to all the kids and given them autographs. Because guess who Neil was supposed to be there for? The kids.
The kids.
It was for the kids.
It was for the kids.
It was for the kids. And he wasn't there for the kids. Vermont, where was he?
Vermont.
Vermont, he's in Vermont.
He flew to Vermont instead of being, he was here.
He was already here and he left. It wasn't like he was like, he's like, nah, I'm out. He was here and he's like, nah, I'm gonna go. And then the thing was, Monday, right? He didn't tell nobody till like Saturday.
Right. Yeah. And he has some comedian guy with him, right?
I don't know. Kevin Hart?
Yeah. No. So that other guy is sitting with him. He wasn't that damn funny.
I didn't see him.
Whoever he was. He wasn't a black guy? Yeah.
Well,
but it was like they were cracking up a little bit over there. And I'm like, I don't find this funny. You're not here for the kids.
I'm trying to think of a comedian. Was it Eddie Murphy?
No, it's just the off-brand kind of comedian.
Wesley Snipes? He's a comedian now?
Never.
Oh, rest in peace,
well,
OJ.
He thinks he is.
We talked about OJ already. He dead. I'm so sorry to Khloe Kardashian. Her dad passing away. That's so sad.
Oh, no, you didn't.
God. Oh my God. No, but in all seriousness, I think it's funny people are like, because Mom, you mentioned the conspiracy thing earlier. I'm gonna say this one more time. He had cancer. He was gonna like
prostate
come
cancer.
On.
Yeah, like it was old.
Yeah, he's old as dirt.
I just want to know what the conspiracy was. Why did they want to get OJ?
And that's what I don't get. That's the thing. Haven't they gotten OJ several? Yeah, he got off with that one, right?
Well,
he went to prison a couple times.
Right, like, 30 years for stealing his own stuff.
He got 9 years. It was
like,
9 years.
I think they got him. Like, I don't think there's anything else we need to do.
Yeah, he served 9. Well, they got him in the civil suit, too, with, 30-something million he was supposed to pay? I mean,
yeah, but
they
he was
got
good.
Him, got
hey,
him, got
look,
him.
OJ's Twitter is so funny because of the context of OJ. Every time, it still gets me when I see him say, "Hello, this is OJ Mahomes." Why would he say that? And it makes so many people angry. His Twitter
is
great.
Yeah, when he started posting on Twitter, I thought that was kind of wild. I was like, well, he really going crazy with it. That's nuts.
Well, what's he supposed to do? Like, hide away? Like, oh, I'm a murderer. Everyone hates me. Like, no, just be like, you got off.
Well, now we know what Shavar would do if he was a murderer. So,
What should I do? If I murdered someone, allegedly, and didn't go to jail for it, and everyone thought I did it, what should I do?
You should have a podcast.
I don't know, not crave attention.
I should write a book that says, I didn't do it, but if I did, if I did it, that's what I should do. You know, everyone knows OJ was like, he looked crazy. He's hilarious.
He was special because he said, he's not black. He said, I'm not black.
I'm not black, I'm OJ.
I'm OJ.
I'm OJ.
Yeah. It's like Kanye before Kanye was Kanye. Yeah, it's the same.
Yeah,
the same.
But here's the thing: like OJ's the perfect mix,
brain
of,
damage and all.
He really is that guy.
That's what's wrong. No, still, okay, let's be real. His brain was soup. Okay, his brain was
OJ
clam chowder. Yes,
no,
that's what football
OJ
does
was,
to your head, bro.
He didn't even get to play that long. What do you mean?
Nobody tackled OJ. He ran.
He was so fast. He said OJ
okay,
said
so he was just like that.
Doesn't he still have the leading rushing yards in 1 year, in one season or something like that? I mean, he said somebody asked him, how do you run so fast, Juice? He's like, I just pretend like I did something wrong and everybody wanted to get me. And it worked.
Oh, God.
Here's the thing. I think the world would be better if more murderers were as nice as OJ or as jolly. Because then, I mean, think about it. I mean, here's the thing. And unfortunately, people are going to murder and do horrible things. But if they're at least funny, like, why does everyone like the Joker? Like, just be, just, like, make it a little fun. Like, make living around a little fun, even though you do horrible things.
You're right. He still holds records, so he just enjoys a great life. Or he did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He can go now.
You got to have fun, you know, while you're here. So.
As a murderer. Yeah. Allegedly.
Or alleged murderer.
Alleged murderer, yes.
Right.
What are some other murders we know that are like kind of fun? American.
Murders. What's Ferris Bueller?
Oh yeah.
Matthew That's Broderick. True. Yeah.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah, okay.
He's a fun one.
Is he fun?
A not fun one. Caitlyn Jenner's not fun. That's not a fun one. She's a Republican. She murdered somebody too.
Is Matthew That's Broderick right. fun?
Yeah, he's hilarious.
He was Ferris Bueller. What are you talking about?
No, but
they still bring him out every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it.
Yeah, I was about to say I don't really know any other fun.
Also, what do you call that murder?
Like
that?
Unless like you kind of Obama like bombing.
When I say murder, I mean murder. Like it was also the person did not deserve to die, and you chose to do it. Didn't Broderick hit somebody with a car or something?
Yeah, because he was drunk. He was drunk.
Yeah, but that's not murder. That's just being
no. That's murder. If you it's get on the murder. Road, if you get on the road drunk, that's murder.
Mm-hmm. That's manslaughter. Yeah.
Man, woman, who cares? It's
who
murder.
Who cares, Shavar? He got in the car drunk and killed somebody.
Murder has to be like intentional. Like if I accidentally kills, I mean. They could. Okay.
Oh boy.
That okay. Besides just Matthew Broderick and OJ, who else we got?
That's it.
Yeah.
No more fun murders.
That we know of. I'm sure someone killed homeless people or something. Obama is not a murderer, dog. He just told people what to do. Like the gang leader doesn't go to jail but like send them drones over there and boom boom boom. He didn't kill him. The drone did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Decommission the plastic, you know? Punish somebody. All right. Well, we gotta find more murderers that we know of. Yeah, OJ's like one of a kind, you know?
He was.
He's not that anymore. Well, I don't think there's anyone like him, but you know, still.
Well, rest in peace, O.J. Simpson. All right, RIP. Okay.
I don't listen. O.J.'s dead. That's all I gotta say. And I'm not surprised he's dead, considering the circumstances.
Yeah, so, I don't think it's a conspiracy.
Yeah, not really. Yeah, he's dead.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been episode 133 of the Super Chevy Buzz podcast, the Eclipse edition. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week we'll have news that is actual news. Mom, we gotta talk about your segments, okay? Also, next week, both of you be prepared for my segment, all right? And then we'll see how that goes. Get your brains flexed, juiced up. Don't come in here dead. Okay, because there are points on the line. All right.
That's OJ. Bye.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening.
Catch y'all next time.